ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ नतु सह वीर्यस्तु मा वेत्रिषावहै ओम इत्येतदक्षरम् इदं सर्वम् ओम इत्येतदक्षरम् इदं सर्वम् तस्योपव्याख्यानम् भूतं भवद् भविष्यदिति भूतं भवद् भविष्यदिति सर्वमोंकार एव यच्चान्यत् त्रिकालातीतम् तदप्योंकार एव सर्वम् सोयमात्मा चतुष्पात् सोयमात्मा चतुष्पात् सोयमात्मा चतुष्पात् टिल नाउ वी हैव कंप्लीटेड दिस टू मंत्रास ब्रीफली द उपनिषद इंट्रोड्यूस्ड द टू फोल्ड एनक्वायरीज नेम ऑफ Enquiry into the meaning of the pranavaha, the omkaraha, then the enquiry into the nature of I. It is called Atma Swarupa Vicharaha. And thereafter, from the third mantra onwards, the Atma Swarupa Vicharaha is done elaborately. This elaborate enquiry into the nature of I begins from the mantra number 3. And that elaboration is of the second mantra wherein the Atma Swarupa Vicharaha is introduced. The mantra says all that is here is, everything here is Paramatma, Brahma, and that Paramatma, the absolute reality, Brahman, the consciousness, is in fact Atma, the I, which means, because the Swarupam of I, the meaning of I, the content of I, actually is Paramatma, the consciousness, Brahma. So first, everything in this universe is equated to Paramatma. Like how every wave is water. When you say every wave is equated to water. Like that everything here is Paramatma, Brahma, the consciousness. Everything is equated to Paramatma. Thereafter, next equation is I am Atma Brahma. Not only everything here is Paramatma, I am Atma, this self the I also, the content of I also is Brahma. I am Atma Brahma, the self is Brahman. Not only everything else here is Brahma, means what? The self, nearest I. The nearest self, the I also is what? Brahma. So I am Brahma. Therefore, what if I am Brahma means everything else is Brahma, means you can say everything else is Atma. Everything else is Paramatma. This self, I also is Paramatma. Therefore, everything else is Atma. And that Atma, the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness, absolute reality, is what? Is said to be Chatushpat. Is known as Chatushpat. And I told already, the path Chatushpada, Chatvaraha Padaha Asya Santi Iti Chatushpat. Atma is said to be Chatushpat because Atma is endowed with four facets, four expressions or four aspects. Therefore, Atma is called Chatushpat. And we also saw previously that Atma, the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness, by itself is called Turiya Atma. Turiya Atma. But the same consciousness, Atma, obtaining in the waking state, endowed, appearing in the gross Namarupa, Sthula Namarupa, is known as Sthula Atma. The same consciousness obtaining in wake dream state, appearing in gross Namarupa, associated with gross subtle Namarupa, associated with subtle Namarupa, subtle name and form in dream state, is called Sukshmatma. The same consciousness obtaining in the Sushupti Avastha, associated with undivided, unmanifest Namarupa, is called what? Karana Atma. And we saw this Karana Atma, Sukshmatma, Sthulatma. These divisions are not mentioned in the book, the text, but we are using them for our better, easy understanding. So Sthulatma, Sukshmatma, Karanatma are all Mithya, whereas Turiya Atma alone is Satyam. This much we saw previously, and this is going to be elaborately discussed in the, what we have understood briefly in a nutshell, is going to be elaborately discussed in the following four mantras. Actually, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 5 mantras. As we already seen, I told you, now verse number, mantra number 3 describes is Sthula Atma. Mantra number 4 describes Sukshma Atma. Now mantra number 5 describe Karana Atma. And mantra number 7 explains the Turiya Atma. So we see the, now we enter into the third mantra. This much is a old lesson. We had to go to the new lesson today. So, Katham Chatushpat, Atma, how is Atma said to be the four-faceted Atma? Katham Chatushpat iti aha, how is Atma known as Chatushpat? Why Atma is known as Chatushpat? Okay, which means the analysis of Atma being known as Chatushpad is what? Actually enquiry into the nature of this Atma, the content of I. We'll see here now, Atma, the reality, all pervasive reality. We'll see here, Jagaritasthano. Jagaritasthano.
Jagaritasthano.
You listen to me and repeat mentally. Jagaritasthano.
Jagaritasthano.
Bahishpragnyaha.
Bahishpragnyaha.
Or say softly. Bahishpragnyaha. Saptangaha.
Saptangaha.
Yekona vimshati mukhaha. Stulabhug. Vaishvanaraha. Prathamah padaha. Jagaritasthano. Bahishpragnyaha. Saptanga. Ekona vimshati mukhaha. Stulabhug. Vaishvanara prathamah padaha. Okay, now listen. Prathama padaha. You know, the first facet of the Atma is, the first expression of Atma is called Prathamaha padaha is what? Sthula Atma. Sthula Atma is the Prathamaha padaha. And what is Sthula Atma? We have already seen. Pure, all-pervasive reality, the pure consciousness obtaining in Jagradavastha, waking state, endowed with or associated with Sthula Namarupam or gross name and form is called Sthula Atma. So the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness obtaining in the Jagradavastha waking state, associated with or endowed with Sthula Namarupam, gross name and form, is called Sthula Atma. And Sthula Atma is what? Actually both Pramata and Prameyam. Should not forget that. Sthula Atma is what? Both Pramata, the knower, and Prameyam, the knowable. Pramata obtaining in the waking state and the Prameyam obtaining in the waking state, not the Hamadar state, isn't it? The knower and the knowable obtaining in the waking state, both are what? Both are Sthula Atma. Both together form the Sthula Atma. The knower principle also is Sthula Atma. The knowable, the Prameyam also is Atma. Both together form the Sthula Atma. That is what is said here now. We'll see here. Jagaritasthanaha. See the first part. Now, the Atma as a Sthula Atma is defined very beautifully. jagaritasthanaha. Jagaritasthanaha means jagaritam means waking state, sthanam means avastha. Jagaritam sthanam yasya saha jagaritasthanaha. The one who obtains in the waking state jagaritasthanaha. So the Atma, the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness, obtaining in the Jagaritam Sthanam is called Jagaritasthanaha, Vilippu Nilayan, Jagaritasthanaha. Jagaritasthanaha means what? Sthula Atma. One name for sthula atma is what? Jagaritasthanaha. Why? Because jagaritasthanaha does not mean the waking state, but jagaritasthanaha means the atma obtaining in the waking state. See, jagaritasthanam means waking state, but the one who obtains in the waking state is what? Jagritam. Jagaritasthanaha. Illaya, vizhippu nilayilirundu verupattathu vizhippu nilayil ullavan. Illaya, so jagaritasthanaha means the one who obtains in the waking state. It's called jagaritasthanaha sthula atma. Jagaritasthanaha. Then, when you say jagaritasthanaha, you know very well it what? Sthula Atma means what now? The one who obtains in what form? As the Pramata as well as the Prameyam. The one who obtains in the waking state as the Pramata and as the Prameyam is Sthula Atma. So here Jagritasthanaha. Now the question comes, we have to know separately, what is that Prameyaha, Pramata? Who is the Pramata? Why the same Sthula Atma? When is the Sthula Atma known as Pramata? When is the Sthula Atma known as Prameyam? Is it clear? The same Sthula Atma is known as Pramata. Known is also what? Is also Pramata, is also Prameyam, isn't it? When does this Sthula, when does this Atma, the consciousness obtaining in the waking state, you know, associated with this Sthula Namarupa is called Sthula Atma, you know very well. But we say the Sthula Atma is both the knower and the knowable obtaining in the waking state. The knower is also Atma, the knowable is also Atma. If the knower is also Atma, the knowable also is Atma. And when does it become knower, when does it become the knowable? How do we know that when is Atma known as the knower, when does Atma become the knower, when does Atma become the knowable? That is said here, see the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness obtaining in waking state associated with an individual sthula nama rupa. Next step, okay? We have to be with you all the time. The all-pervasive reality, the consciousness, obtaining in waking state, associated with an individual sthula nama rupa. Individual gross body is what? Pramata. So the consciousness obtaining in waking state, associated with an individual gross body, becomes the Pramata. the knower. So you can say, from the standpoint of individual vyashti, vyashti sthula sharira drishtya, atma becomes the pramata. Same consciousness associated with the individual gross body becomes the knower, pramata. Therefore, once pramata means, then what happens is, as a knower, as a pramata, now description of the pramata, think only of the sthula atma. Now we know what is sthula atma. Now we are understanding that sthula atma is divided into two as pramata and prameyam. And when is the atma known as sthula atma? When does the atma become the pramata? When does the atma become prameyam? That we are seeing now. So I said the same atma associated with the individual gross body becomes the pramata. When the atma is associated with the individual gross body, pramata, as a pramata, as the knower, the atma is turned to be an extrovert. Extrovert, atma, the consciousness associated with the individual gross body is turned to be an extrovert. The pramata, as a pramata, as a knower, is turned to be an extrovert. Therefore, is called what? Bahish Prajnaha. Description of Pramata. See, Jagrita Sthanaha tells you just what is Thula Atma. And thereafter we are going to see when does the Atma become the Pramata, when does the Atma become the Prameyam. What is that which makes the division here, isn't it? I said the same consciousness associated with an individual gross body, vyashti sthula nama rupa, become what now? Becomes a pramata. And as a pramata, now description of pramata, as a pramata is known as what now? Bahishprajnaha. Bahishprajnaha means what? Bahishprajnaha means the one who is extrovert. Who is the extrovert here? Knower. Who is the knower? Pramata. Who is the pramata? Consciousness. Which consciousness? Associated with the individual gross form. Is it clear? It may sound a little, that is why Mandukya, when we come to Mandukyam, we should really thoroughly know Tattubodha. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But now I'll make you learn Tattubodha also here itself. That's why I'm repeating too many times. Now, Bahishprajnaha. Bahishprajnaha is what? Bahishprajnaha is a description of Pramata. Who is a Pramata here? Knower. Which knower? The knower available, obtaining in the waking state. So, part of the sthula atma. Now, because the knower, the pramata, is extrovert, what does it mean? Extrovert means, here, why it is called extrovert? Because, ekona vimshati mukaha. See, then you go to the next word. Skip that word saptanga, then go to the next word. Yekona vimshati mukaha. Yekona vimshati mukaha. Have you understood the word Bahishpragya? Fine. Now we are going to what now? Now we are all seeing, we are seeing the description of, explanation of the Pramata, the knower. Yekona vimshati mukaha. Yekona vimshati mukaha. Listen to me carefully. Yekam means one. Vunam means less. In Tamil also we say kai vunam, kal vunam. No, vunam means less. Angahina, we say that like that. Una means less. Unam is an indicable word which means less. Ekam, one. Unam, less. Together becomes what? Ekona means one less. Vimshatihi means what? 20. Number 20 is called Vimshatihi. I think I should, I taught you once long ago the numbers when I had a Sanskrit class, when Sri Muruganji brought the board, white board, with a lot of enthusiasm, I taught you numbers in Devi Amma's house, in Woodstock Gardens. That time I taught you Ekam, Dve, Trini, Chattwari, Pancha, Shat, Satta, Ashta, Navadasha. Then I taught you Dasha, Vimshatihi, Trimshat, Chattwarimshat, Pancha, Shat, Chashtihi. I taught you that. I do not know whether you remember that I taught something like that. Anyway, Vimshatihi means what? 20. Vimshatihi means 20. Ekavuna Vimshatihi means one less than 20 means what?
19.
So, Ekona Vimshatihi is equal to 19. And the 19, okay, Mukham means, Mukham is the entrance, the gate through which our food enters into the body, isn't it? Mukham is the entrance, the gate, the counter through which the food enters. Similarly, we have Mukha means the entrances. Mukha means entrance or the gateway or the counter. So 19 countered. Okay, the Pramatha is the one who is endowed with what now? 19 counters or 19 gateways through which the Atma interacts with the external world. The Pramata, the knower, is endowed with 19 counters through which are the gateways through which Pramata interacts with the external world. Therefore, the one who comes in contact with the external world through the 19 counters is called what? Ekona Vimshati Mukaha. Now, let us see what are those 19 gateways, 19 counters. The Mukham, literally it means mouth. Mukham also means face. But here we should take the Mukham as the counter and or the entrance or the gateway. Now say, Ekona Vimshati Mukaha means the Pramata who is endowed with 19 gateways through which he interacts with the external world is called Ekona Vimshati Mukaha. Now we are seeing the Pramata alone. First we understood what is Sthula Atma. Then now when does the Atma become the Pramata? Now we are seeing the description of the Pramata only now. we have yet to see the description of Prameyam. Now we are still in Pramata. Don't forget. Now what are those 19 counters? We all remember very well. Pancha Jnana Indriyani, Pancha Karma Indriyani, and Pancha Pranaha. Now so what? Four Antakarana Angani, Antakaranani. Only Antakarana is only one, but we say four, we divide into four as what? Manaha, Buddhihi, Chittam, and Ahankaraha. So five sense organs, five subtle sense powers, and five powers of organs of actions, and five physiological functions, and emotional side of the mind principle, intellect, intellectual principle, emotional, intellectual, then memory principle, and the ego, ahankara principle. All these, now totally 19. Through them, the pramata is the one who is interacting with the external world through these 19. Which means, the pramata does not go out to the external world, but through the sense organs, the world enters into the Atma, enters into the pramata. Pramata does not enter into the universe. Therefore, now we say the karma indriyani, the five, the karma indriyani, the five organs of actions. So outreaching is through organs of actions, and input is through the sense organs. So this is yekona vimshati mukaha. We will see these details later on, but only this much we need to know here. Ekona vimshati mukaha. Then, when this pramata, as an extrovert, the knower obtaining in waking state, as an extrovert, extrovert will what now? Extrovert, interacts with the external world through these 19 counters, experiences the gross elements and the gross elementals. The knower pramata experiences the external gross elements and the elementals. The gross space, gross air, gross fire, gross water, gross earth, and gross elementals experiences, the pramata experiences, the knower knows or experiences the external world, the gross elements and the elementals. Therefore, the pramata is also known as sthula bhuk. Bhuk means, in English language, bhuk means, you know, book. But in Sanskrit language, bhuk means experiencer, eater, enjoyer. Bhog is different. Okay, here bhuk. Bhuk means bhungte iti bhung, book, book. Bhungte iti bhuk. Bhungte means eats, enjoys. And bhuk means what? Experiencer, eater, enjoyer. And the no pramata experiences, what does he experience? The gross elements and the gross elementals. So the gross elements and the elementals, gross universe, is called known by the term here sthula. So sthula book means sthula prapancha bhokta, the experiencer, the enjoyer, the experiencer of the gross universe, gross elements and the elementals, is what is called sthula book. Why? Because only in waking state you are experiencing the gross elements and the gross elementals. Experiencing the gross universe only in the waking state. In the dream state, there is no experience of anything. And in deep sleep state, in dream state, you experience, but what you experience only what? Not gross elements and the gross elementals. You experience the elements and the elementals, what? No. Created by your own vasanas in dream. So vasana maya elements, is it? They projected by your own dream, your own vasanas. You are experiencing dream state, therefore dream experience. Therefore this sthula book means the experiencer of the gross universe is called sthula book. And when does the pramata become the experiencer of the sthula book? Only in the waking state. Therefore, the knower obtaining in the waking state, one who experiences the gross universe, is called sthula book. Now we have covered what? Bahishpragyaha ekona vimshati mukhaha sthula book. Three words have described what? The pramata. Therefore, the consciousness principle obtaining in waking state associated with the waking gross body, individual gross body, is known as pramata. Isn't it clear? Pramata, and is called what? Otherwise called Vishvaha. Vishvaha is not mentioned there. I want you to know this. Vishvaha. Who is Vishvaha? The consciousness obtaining in waking state associated with the individual gross name and form. Experience, who is extrovert and who is experiencing the external gross universe, through this or with the help of 19 counters, is called Vishvaha. Vishvaha is called what? Pramata obtaining in waking state, associated with the individual body, individual gross form, name and form, is called Vishvaha. Is it clear now? Vishvaha. Now, when does this Atma become the Prameyam? Now, we have to go to the Prameyam description. See, the same consciousness, all pervasive reality, the consciousness associated with the samashti sthula prapanchaha, samashti sthula namarupa, is called Prameyam or becomes the Prameyam. Atma, the consciousness associated with samashti sthula nama rupa, becomes the Prameyam. So this consciousness associated with the Vyashti Sthula Nama Rupa is Pramata. Consciousness, Atma, the consciousness associated with the Samashti Sthula Nama Rupa is called Prameyam or becomes the Prameyam. That means what? The consciousness pervades everything. The sun, the moon, the stars, all the elements, all the elementals, all that is here. All the grass forms which you see, which you perceive, which you experience in the waking state are pervaded by consciousness. The consciousness associated with the Samashti Sthula Nama Rupa, total grass universe, grass elements and the elementals, is called what? Prameyam. And therefore, we say he gets the name, the consciousness, the Atma, the consciousness, associated with the Samashti. Because I know what is going on in your mind now. Atma means you think only of I. And that's why I always use the word all-pervasive consciousness, all-pervasive consciousness. There is no other I, okay? All-pervasive consciousness alone obtains as I in every one of you. That is why my mind is thinking now. Now I'm saying sthula atma. I already told this. Now the consciousness associated with the samashti sthula nama rupam, total grass universe, becomes the prameyam. So when does the sthula atma become the pramata as well as the prameyam? Associated with the individual sthula nama rupa, associated with the individual vyashti sthula nama rupa is pramata, associated with the samashti sthula nama rupa is prameyam. Therefore, this pramata, this atma, the consciousness, associated with the samashti sthula nama rupa, total gross elements and the elemental universe, is also known, there is a technical term used as what now? Vaish. You can write down actually. Virat. Vishwarupaha. Vaishvanaraha. Vaishvanaraha. Virat. Vishwarupaha. Three words used technically, we call the Atma, the consciousness associated with Samashti Sthula Nama Rupa, associated with the total gross elements and the elementals or the elemental gross universe, is become the Prameyam, which otherwise called Vaishvanaraha or Vishwarupaha. Atma is called Vishwarupaha. Atma is called Vaishvanaraha. Atma is known as Virat when associated, when becomes the Prameyam also. When is Prameyam associated with the gross universe? Is it clear or not? Now, you have to know what is Thulatma. Vishvaha plus Virat is equal to Sthula Atma. Pramata is known as what? Pramata associated with, who is Pramata here? Atma, the consciousness, associated with the individual gross form and name becomes the Pramata, who is technically known as Vishvaha. And the same Atma, the consciousness, associated with the total gross universe, becomes the Prameyam, is technically known as Virat. Sthulatma now, Pramata plus Prameyam is equal to Sthulatma. Therefore, Vishvaha plus Virat is equal to Sthulatma. Clear or not? You can't afford to have any doubts here. I will not proceed actually. I have decided not like Taittiriyam. In Taittiriyam I was a little free. But this Upanishad, because you will not enjoy it otherwise. The whole Upanishad has to become very clear. So from the beginning we had to take care of it. So Vaishvanaraha. Okay, therefore, the Vishvaha plus Vaishvanaraha, Pramata plus Prameyam, obtaining in what are the waking Pramata, the waking Prameyam, the knower and the knowable, obtaining in the waking state, both are what? I, the Atma, the consciousness. So the I, the Atma, the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness, obtaining in waking state, associated with the individual body, mind, sense, form, individual sthulam, that is, it's only sthulam, okay? Associated with the individual gross body, known as becomes the Pramata, and the same Atma, the consciousness, associated with the gross sthula, gross universe, becomes the Prameyam, and is technically the Pramata is known, the waking Pramata is known as Vishvaha, and technically the waking Prameyam is known as Virat or Vaishvanaraha. So Vishvaha is also the technical name for Atma, and Virat also is a technical name for the Atma in keeping with its associations. When is Atma known as Virat? Atma as a Pramata is known as Vira, Vishvaha. Atma as Atma as Prameyam is known as Vishvaha, Vishvarupaha, Vaishvanaraha. Atma associated with the individual sthula shariram is known as Vishvaha, Pramata, therefore Vishvaha. Atma associated with total sthula rupam is called Virat. Therefore, sthula atma is what now? Divided into Pramata and Prameyam. Therefore, Vishvaha and Vaishvanaraha together form the, what now? Together seen as one sthula atma. This is the first facet of the Atma. Prathamaha Padaha. Now we have seen only the mantra. This mantra will become clearer when we do the Karika for this. Bhashyam for this mantra. Don't worry, this mantra will be understanding again what? In the light of Gaudapada Acharya's Karika. Again understand that in the light of Adishankara Bhagavatpada's explanation. So if you don't need to worry about anything. Is clear or not? Tell me. So in the first mantra, wherein the first facet of Atma as Prathamaha Padaha, look at this, Prathamaha Padaha. This is the first expression of what? Atma. The first facet of Atma, Prathamaha Padaha. So this sthula atma, which is the first facet of the atma, is what now is the is nothing but atma, the all pervasive reality, the consciousness, I, obtaining in the waking state, is called jagaritaha sthanaha. And that sthula atma is divided into pramata and prameyam. Therefore, because the knower and the knowable in the waking state, and when does that sthula atma become the knower, the pramata? When does that sthula atma, sthula atma means atma, the consciousness, become the knowable universe? Prameya prapancha. So, that's what we said, we saw. And this atma, the consciousness, associated with the individual gross body is pramata. And as a pramata is called what? Bahish pragnaha. Okay, bahish pragnaha is also what all these words are, description of sthula atma only. But we have to understand which are all descriptions of pramata and which is the description of prameyam. Together we had bahish prajnaha, one who is extrovert. Why extrovert? Because endowed with what? 19 counters through which he interacts with the external world. Then, but still, he through these sense organs, one experiences the external gross elements and the elementals, gross universe, therefore is called sthula bhug also. Experiencer of the gross universe is none other than the atma, the consciousness, was sthula bhug. And sthula bhug, we hear the Upanishad has given only one name, the technical name for the atma associated with the gross universe as Vaishvanaraha. Another word for Vaishvanaraha is Virat and Vishwarupaha. But therefore, we have to supply the word, the same consciousness associated with the individual gross form, known, becomes the Pramata, is called Vishwaha, which we have to supply there. And therefore, if we say, this sthula atma, otherwise called what now? The whole cosmos is what? Atma. The knower is also atma, the consciousness. The knowable prapancha. Knowable means what? The known, already known, and the things which have yet to be known, all of them which constitute the knowable universe, is also experienced, universe also is atma. The knower and the known, everything is atma. Then we have to see what now. Upanishad in another word, saptangaha. The Vaishvanaraha, Virat, Vishwarupaha is explained in Chandogya Upanishad as saptangaha. Saptangaha is a word used in Chandogya Upanishad, and here also that word comes. Saptangaha. Saptangaha means Sapta Angani Yasya. The one who is endowed with seven limbs. Bhagavan is said to be seven limbed. What are the seven limbs of Bhagavan? The head of Virat Purusha. The head of Sthula Atma. The Sthula Atma is the whole. You know, the whole prapancha, the knower and the known, together form sthula atma, and the head of the sthula atma is what? Actually, the higher upper world, the heaven, swargaha. Swargaha is the head of the Virat. The saptangaha is what now? Description of the Virat. Okay? Head of the Virat Purusha is what? Swargaha, the upper world. Then, sun, the source of the light, is seen as the eye of the Virat Purusha. Eye of the Virat Purusha is what? The sun. S-U-N, sun. Sun is the eye. Heaven, the higher world, or the upper world is the head. Then, no, the breath of Virat Purushaha. The breath of Virat Purusha is the total element Vayuhu. The entire element, air element, Vayuhu is the breath of, seen as the breath of the Virat Purusha. In Purusha Sukta, we have the description of this. That's why the mouth. And what is the mouth of the Virat Purusha? Mouth of the Virat Purusha is the Agnihi. Know why? Because the light, fire can illumine, so the words also can illumine. Therefore, Agnihi is said to be the Devata for Vagindriyam. When we speak also, we get heated up. Others also, sometimes we heat up others also. That is why fire we hear fire brand, and then, you know, etc. We say heat comes when you speak. Anyway, that's different things we say. But here, fire, Agnihi Devata. Agnihi is, the element fire is seen as the mouth of the Virat Purusha. Okay, then the whole body, isn't it? The body of Virat Purusha, the trunk of the Virat Purusha is what? We say space. All our bodies are what? Like the each grain of rice in Bhagavan's tummy. So here, the space is what? The space element is Bhagavan's body. The last one, no, sixth one is it. And we hold all our, retain all our water in our bladder, and Bhagavan's bladder is Samudraha, the ocean. The Virat Purushas, the ocean is seen as the bladder for Virat Purushaha. And the feet of Bhagavan, Bhagavan's what? Earth, Elim, earth is seen as the feet of Bhagavan. Bhupadau yasya nabhir viyada suranilas chandra suryau chanetre. Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram, that is the Dhyana Shloka, it describes the same thing. Bhupadau yasya nabhir viyada suranilas chandra suryau chanetre. Karnavasa shiror dyaur mukham api dahano yasya vasteyam abdhihi. Okay, this is that I don't want to go to Vishnu Sahasranama now. Anyway, the same thing, Virat description, Virat Purushaha. Now you know Virat, otherwise in Puranic language, we personify Virat as Vishnu. Who is Vishnu? Shankha Chakra Gada Dhari Vishnu. Highly decorated, gorgeously, lot of glamour. Tirupati Balaji, no? The Vishnu is what? Personification of this non-personifiable, formless, Virat, the whole. This is the first facet of Atma Prathamaha Padaha. Now I'll stop here for a few minutes. I'll ask you, if you have any doubts in these words, please let me know. And whatever is required, I have told, and whatever is not, whatever has yet to be told will be followed when we do the Karika. Tell me which word you haven't understood now. You understood Sthula Atma?
Yes.
Okay. Now we'll go to the next mantra. Now we also know Virat is that Sattangaha is what? Description of the Prameyam. Vaishvanaraha, description of the technical term for Virat. The another word for Virat. Now we'll go to the next now. Svapnasthanontah prajnaha. Svapnasthanontah prajnaha. I'll tell you. Svapnasthanaha. You can listen to me again. I repeat it many times. Svapnasthanaha. Svapnasthanaha. Antah prajnaha. We saw there bahish prajnaha. Now we say antah prajnaha. Then saptangaha yekona vimshati mukaha. Yekona vimshati, same words, so easy. Same words are coming up. Yekona vimshati mukaha. Pravivikta bhuk. There we saw sthula bhuk. And here we come across the word pravivikta bhuk. Taijasaha. Taijasaha. We didn't, before we didn't get the word Vishwaha. Upanishad did not use the word Vishwaha. But here Upanishad did use the word Taijasaha. That is why I wanted you to know the word Vishwaha also. Taijasaha dvitiyaha padaha. Okay, the fifth mantra number 4 presents the sukshma atma. Describes the sukshma atma. What is sukshma atma? Sukshma Atma is the second facet of the Atma, second expression of the Atma, second padaha of the Atma, dvitiyaha padaha. So prathamaha first, dvitiyaha padaha second padaha. And second padaha of the Atma is sukshma Atma. And what is sukshma atma? I, atma, the consciousness, all pervasive reality, the consciousness, I, obtaining in the dream state, obtaining in the dream state, associated with dream Namarupa is called Sukshmatma. We have already understood very clearly when I use the word Namarupa, we mean both Pramata and Prameyam. Pramata and Prameyam, the knower and the known, knowable, all are names and forms only. Pramata is also Namarupa, name and form. Prameyam also is Namarupa, name and form. So here we say the Swapnasthanaha, like Jagritasthanaha, Swapnasthanaha again means Sukshmatma. The Sukshmatma is the one who is obtaining in the Swapna Avastha. So, sthanam, swapnam, sthanam, yasya, atmanaha, chaitanyasya, saha, swapnasthanaha, atma. Okay, the atma, the consciousness, obtaining in the dream state is called Swapnasthanaha, Sukshmatma. And the Sukshmatma again is divided into two as what? Dream Pramata and Dream Prameyam. Dream Knower is also Atma. Dream Knowable Universe also is Atma. And here, Antah Prajnaha, not Bahish Prajnaha, but Antah Prajnaha. Antah Prajna means what? Introvert. Introvert means what? The Sukshmatma does not see anything, perceive anything using the real sense organs or organs of actions. Because you all know very well, when you are dream, you are half asleep. When you are half asleep means what? The mind alone is functional. All other sense powers, and the powers of 10 powers are non-functional. The 10 powers are non-functional because the instruments of knowledge and the instruments of actions, when they're all non-functional, therefore what now? Then there is no way of perceiving the external world. Therefore, the Atma, the I, the consciousness, obtaining in dream state, does not perceive the external world, but it perceives only the internal world. Therefore, it's called what? Antah Prajnaha. For the external world to be perceived, there must be what? Function, all our external sense powers and powers of organs of actions must be functional. Our jnana indriyani, karma indriyani, all of them are non-functional. In sleep, in dream state, when you are dreaming, you must have already fallen asleep to have dreamful sleep. Therefore, they are all non-functional. When these powers are non-functional, perception of external world is not possible. But still, there is perception of the world. In dream also is what? An experience. And in dream also, there is experience of the world. And that world experienced in the dream or during the dream is not the external world, but the world obtaining in your own mind. The world projected by your own mind, projected by your own vasanas. Therefore, that world which is experienced being the subtle universe, projected by your own thoughts, he gets the name what? Antah Prajnaha, introvert. Antah Prajnaha, which means without using the sense powers and powers of external sense powers and this sense powers, without perceiving the external world, still there is perception of the world, and that world is not an external world, but it's a world projected by one's own vasanas, one's own thoughts, one's own mind. Therefore, it's called Antah Prajnaha. Sukshmatma as a Pramata is known as Antah Prajnaha. Now we can understand this Sukshmatma also is divided into two as Sukshma, Pramata and Prameyam. Okay, the knower obtaining in the waking state, the knowable universe obtaining in that, dream state. Okay, the knower and the knowable obtaining in dream state, both together constitute Sukshmatma. So when does the Atma, the consciousness, become the knower in the dream state? How does it become the knowable dream universe also? Again, the same thing you have to say. When Atma, I, the consciousness, associated with the individual dream body, because in dream you create your own body for yourself. Individual dream body is called what? Dream Pramata. Atma, the consciousness associated with dream universe, is called what? No? Dream Prameyam. And as Dream Pramata, as a dream knower, as a dream experiencer, he is introvert. He means what? Atma, the consciousness, is introvert, because in dream, Atma, the consciousness, perceives only the world projected by one, the mind, projected by the mind, in the mind. Therefore, Antah Prajnaha. Is it clear now? Okay, Antah Prajnaha. Then, if you ask, how does the Pramata, dream Pramata, the dream knower or experiencer, experience the dream world or interacts with the dream universe, dream Prameyam, using the dream instruments of knowledge? Again, 19 Ekavuna Vimshatihi, 19 Ekona Vimshati. Mukaha, Ekona Vimshati Mukaha means what? Again, there are 19 dream counters. In dream state, you have what? Dream body. You also have dream sense organs. You have dream powers of organs of actions. You have dream space. You have dream time. You have dream air. You have dream water. You have dream thirst. You have dream hunger, you have dream cooking, you have dream food, and you have dream also. Sometimes in dream, you dream again. You have dream sleep, and in dream sleep, you have dream also. Like that, dream sense organs you have. So here what he says, and through this dream physical, through this dream sense powers and dream powers of organs of actions, and using this dream physiological functions and using all these dream subtle aspects, you interact with the external world. See, interaction with the, you means what? Atma, I, the Atma, the consciousness, as the dream Pramata, obtaining in what? You know, associated with the dream individuals, dream body, experiences the dream universe using this dream sukshma. Is it clear now? See, for you to be able to interact with the external world, for the Atma to be able to interact with the external world, it needs what? Sukshma. Without the sukshma, Atma cannot interact with the external world. Isn't it? So here also, for the dream also you have experience means what? In dream also you have dream sthula shariram. You have dream, isn't it? Dream sthula shariram also is what? Subtle. Because your mind, mental projection, isn't it? In dream you have sthula shariram. In dream you have sukshma shariram. In dream you have everything. What all you have in waking state, the same thing, everything you have in dream also. You have dream gross body, you have dream subtle body, you have dream gross universe, isn't it? Everything in dream. And the whole thing is projected by what? Vasanas. And it's better for you to remember what is Swapna Avastha as explained in Tattva Bodha. Jagrat Avasthayam. Remember that? Definition of dream state. What is dream state? Jagrat Avasthayam. Yad yad shrutam, yad yad vishtam, tajjanita vasanaya, yaha prapanchaha pratiyate, saha swapnaha. Isn't it? The definition. That means whatever you experience during the waking state, what you perceive through eyes, you hear through ear, and whatever you perceive through your sense organs during the waking state, and you have them, you have the recording of, you have the impressions of all that you perceive during the waking state. And the same thing what you do, and whatever recorded, already recorded message what you have already in your mind, subconscious, and they are projected again, thrown up by your thoughts, and the dream universe is projected. So dream universe is what? Projection of your own vasanas. Vasana means what? The already stored, collected information through perception in the waking state. Is it clear or not? So in dream also there is pramata, there is prameyam. In swapna avastha, in dream state also there is experiencer and there is experienced universe. And swapna pramata, swapna prameyam together form sukshma atma. And there again, atma, I, the consciousness, associated with the dream individual's body is called pramata. And the same Atma, I, the consciousness associated with the dream universe, dream samashti, dream samashti, dream total universe is called prameyam or becomes the prameyam. Is it clear or not? Not clear?
Yes.
I'll tell you. Again, I'll tell you, Atma, I, the Atma, the consciousness associated with individual body is called Pramata or becomes the Pramata. Atma, I, the consciousness associated with the total universe is called Prameyam. Okay, therefore, we say here, Antaprajnaha, then the same Sukshma Atma is also called what? Yekona Vimshati Mukaha. Why? Because he used, again what? The instruments of transaction are all, dream instruments of transaction are used, employed for perceiving the external world. Therefore, Yekona Vimshati Mukaha. Then we say, Pravivikta Bhuk. Pravivikta Bhuk. Praviviktam means sukshmam, subtle. Subtle means what? Projected by the thoughts. See, what all you experience in your dream is not gross. There's no real, there's no space, there's no element space. You don't see, everything is subtle. Everything experienced in dream is subtle, projected by your own thoughts. Therefore, praviviktam means subtle, sukshma. Pravivikta bhuk means experiencer of the subtle universe. Sukshmatma is the one, the experiencer of the subtle universe. Pravivikta book. Not sthula book, pravivikta. You can just sukshma book. Sthula book like sukshma book. So pravivikta means sukshma. Experience of the subtle universe. And this Atma, I, all-pervasive reality, the consciousness associated with the individual dream body, dream physical body, is called what? Taijasaha. Like how Vishvaha, here you have equivalent is what? Taijasaha, technical word. Taijasaha is the dream pramata. Dream pramata means what? The dream knower. The knower obtaining in dream state associated with the dream individual body is called what? Dream pramata, technically known as taijasaha. You have to think and you have to really do some mananam. To get everything you understood, I know. But it may sound a little difficult. But you have to do think about it and get it. So, taijasaha is a technical term used to mean dream atha, the dream knower. And who is the dream knower? The dream knower is Atma, the consciousness. And dream knower, Atma, the consciousness, Atma, the consciousness associated with the dream individual body becomes the dream pramata, dream knower. The dream knower, dream pramata is technically known as taijasaha. Is it clear? Okay. Taijasaha. Now you have to understand, this is what now? The same Atma, the consciousness associated with the Samashti Swapna Prapanchaha, the entire dream universe. The same consciousness associated with the dream individual body, dream gross body is Pramata. The same consciousness associated with the dream universe, the total, macrocosm, it's called, what now? Prameya, dream prameya, isn't it? Swapna prameya prapanchaha. And swapna prameya, see, Atma, the consciousness associated with the total dream universe is called Swapna Prameyam, becomes Swapna Prameyam, technically known as Hiranya Garbha. Now, these words all, you must be able to recollect these words from Mundaka Upanishad also. In Mundaka itself, we come across all these words. Hiranya Garbha. So, Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha is what now? Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha. That is not mentioned here. And see, the first mantra gave the word Vaishvanaraha. And he didn't give the word Vishvaha. And here he mentioned the individual technical term for individual. Isn't it as a Pramata, as a Taijasaha? But he did not mention Hiranyagarbha. So, we have to add. Okay, Hiranyagarbha. Now we can say, this Taijasaha, the Pramata, the dream Pramata Taijasaha, the dream Prameyam Hiranyagarbha, together form what now? Together is Sukshmatma. Knower and the known, dream knower and the dream knowable, dream experiencer and the dream experienceable, together constitute Sukshmatma. Taijasaha plus Hiranyagarbha is equal to Sukshmatma. Got it? Sukshmatma. Now this Hiranyagarbha is in Puranic language is presented, you know, is per Puranas personified as four-headed Brahma. only for your information, Upanishad doesn't expect me to tell all these things. I'm adding this information to you. Okay. Hiranyagarbha in Puranas personified as Brahma, four-headed. Atma, the consciousness, associated with Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha is called, subtle universe is called Hiranyagarbha. This is the Dvitiyaha Padaha. And here also, we can say what now? Saptangaha. You get the name. The Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha. The Atma, the consciousness associated with the, or up in the form of total subtle universe. Also what now? You say, is said to be what? Hiranyagarbha, the Ishvara, in the total, totality, is personified, is said to have seven limbs. Saptangaha means what? Seven limbed is called Saptangaha. And here again, the dream Swarga is the head. Dream sun is the eyes. And dream air becomes the breath. And dream space become the body of Hiranyagarbha. And dream earth becomes the feet. Dream ocean becomes the bladder. The same thing you had to convert into water. Everything is dream. Already I told seven limbs. You can think of all of them in dream. Okay, dream head, dream eyes, the dream ocean. Everything dream. Have you left anything? I think I have covered everything. No? All seven limbs?
Feet.
Dream earth becomes the feet. And dream ocean becomes the bladder. Dream space becomes the body. And dream sun becomes the eyes. And dream heaven becomes the head. Everything dream, okay? Everything obtaining in dream. It was called Saptangaha, seven limbed. Which means what? Now what is Sukshmatma? Have you complete all everything? The dream air is the breath. All seven? Yeah. Fire is the dream. No, the dream fire becomes the mouth for this Hiranyagarbha. Now you can understand Hiranyagarbha, the total from the dream pramata and dream prameyam together, what now? Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha together form what? Sukshmatma. Therefore, the entire Sukshma Prapanchaha is Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is none other than I Atma, I the consciousness. Now we have to enter into the next mantra. See, in the first two, the previous mantras, Upanishad did not define what is a waking state, what is a dream state. It did not define these different two states. But in this fifth mantra, Upanishad talks about the third pada of the Atma, the third facet of the Atma. Third expression of the Atma, it is talking about the Karanatma. But before talking about the Karanatma, Upanishad defines what is a deep sleep state. Defines the deep sleep state. We all know very well what is deep sleep state. Do we need the definition of what is deep sleep state? But still Upanishad presents. Because the Atma, the consciousness obtaining in the deep sleep state, associated with undivided, unmanifest, karana, causal name and form, is called karanatma. Atma, I, the consciousness, obtain in the deep sleep state, associated with undivided, unmanifest, undifferentiated, causal namarupa, name and form, is called karanatma. And karanatma is the third pada, third expression of the atma. And here, what is a deep sleep state? First, Upanishad defines the deep sleep state. Karana avastha or sushupti avastha. Causal state or deep sleep state. Yes. Let us read the mantra. Yatra supto na kanchana kamam kamayate na kanchana kamam kamayate. Na kanchana swapnam pashyati tat sushuptam.
Swami, is it kaschana or kanchana?
Kanchana.
Oh, kaschana.
No, kaschana is a nominative form. Kanchana is an objective form. Yenda ondrayum. கஷ்டனர் ஒருவர் யாராவது ஒருவர் சொல்றப்ப கஷ்டன கஞ்சன எதையும் சொல்றப்ப கஞ்சன கஞ்சன ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் ஃபார்ம் எந்த ஒன்றையும் சொல்றப்ப கஞ்சன. நவ் ஐ டெல் யூ சோ யத்ர சுஷுப்தம் இஸ் தட் தத்து சுஷுப்தம் தத் சுஷுப்தம் மீன்ஸ் தட் இஸ் the deep sleep state. Sushupti avastha or sushupta means that is sushuptihi. Sushupti avastha, that is deep sleep state. What is deep sleep state? Yatra, wherein, where suptaha, the one who is asleep. Suptaha means the one who is asleep. The deep sleep state is that in which, yatra means in which, suptaha, the one who is asleep, kanchana kamam na kamayate, does not have any desire. The one who is asleep does not desire any pleasure, does not have desire at all. Can't have a desire when you are asleep? No. Thank God. We can't have desire when you are asleep. So there is no desire. That one sentence implies it has no desire. That means there is no anger. There is no, you can understand all the emotional problems we have in the wake, we experience the waking state, they're all not there. There's no desire. When you do not experience any desire or anger or jealousy or hatred or, you know, pain or in deep sleep state, there's no fear. There's no anxiety. There is no tension, there is no stress. There is no sense of doership, enjoyership, there is no failure, there is no success, there is no, nothing. Therefore, the deep sleep state is that in which the one who is asleep does not have any desire or etc. Then he says, na kanchana swapnam pashyati. Not only the one who is asleep does not have any desire, etc., does not experience the external world, he also does not see or experience even the dream universe or dream world of objects. Swapnam na pashyati. Swapnam na pashyati. There is no dream also, which means the deep sleep state is that wherein one does not experience what all one experiences during the waking state, and nor does one experience the dream universe also. That is called a deep sleep state. And in that state, what he says, what you understand, the pramata prameyam, the difference also is what? Unmanifest. Does not mean the differences are not there. The differences are unmanifest. Undifferentiated. Pramata is there. Prameyam also is there. But it is undifferentiatedly unmanifesting, unmanifest and undifferentiated. The pramata and prameyam are there. That's why we say what now? Karana. Not now. Karana pramata. You know, pramata and prameyam are in causal form. Undivided, unmanifest form. This is the Sushupti Avastha. Thereafter, now he Upanishad enters into that. Sushupta Sthanaha. Sushupta Sthanaha means what? Sushupta Sthanaha means the Atma, I, the consciousness obtaining in the deep sleep state. I'm giving mostly the literal meaning today. And we'll see the explanation next class. Because first I had to prepare, then I had to explain. So even if you haven't understood today, it doesn't matter. The following classes, it become clear. So, Sushupta Sthanaha means the Atma, the consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state, associated with causal, undivided, unmanifest, undifferentiated pramata and prameyam is called Karanatma. Sushupta Sthanaha. Therefore, in Sushupti, how is Karanatma? How is that Karanatma means what? The Karanatma is the consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state associated with undivided, unmanifest, undifferentiated Pramata Prameyam. Karana Namarupa, isn't it? So here, therefore, when everything is undifferentiated and undivided, the differences are not there, means Yeki Bhutaha. Karanatma remains as one undifferentiated. Yeki Bhutaha. Yeki Bhutaha means one, the consciousness. Atma, I, the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness remains as one single reality, non-dual reality associated with undivided, undifferentiated, unmanifest Namarupa, the Pramata and Prameyam. Therefore, Yeki Bhutaha. ஏகீபூதா மீன்ஸ் தனித்ததாக ஒன்றாக. And we have the extra words, Prajnana Ganaha Evam Ananda Mayaha. He Ananda Book, Ananda Book, Prajnana, Titaha Padaha, etc. Need lot of explanation, which we will do next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnamudgyate Purnasya Purnamadavasyate Om Shanti Shanti Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Rubhyo Namha Harihi Om.
Swami, I have just one
question. You, if you haven't understood anything, please don't feel bad. And I'll explain it again, yeah. And you can re-listen the recordings again. Okay? Sometimes. If you have any doubts, sometimes by slip of a tongue, I might have repeat certain things I might have told, and don't get confused. You can ask me always in person like this.
Swami, what is the difference between Karika and Bhashyam? I am unable to.
Bhashyam, generally, Karika is a Bhashyam in poetry form, in verse form.
Karika in Bhashyam in poetry form.
In verse form.
Yeah. Commentary in prose form.
Verse form, yeah.
Bhashyam is in prose form.
Bhashyam, generally Bhashyam means a commentary. Karika is a commentary.
Yeah.
Karika is a Bhashyam commentary in verse
form. It's the same, but in, one is in verse form, the other one is in prose form.
Yeah. Bhashyam can, commentary can be in verse form or prose form. No, doctor, actually, the commentary by Gaudapada Acharya for this Upanishad, given the verse form is called Karika.